May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. One of the wonderful things about living in the bluegrass is watching all the horses, and especially this time of the year, the foals in the field. And one of the other joys is living by Keeneland. And I like to go to Keeneland in the spring and the fall for the meet and watch these thoroughbreds race. And I must admit, yes, I do wager on them in April and in October. But I'm not a betting man. I'm not a betting man, just April and October. But I will wager you a gentleman's bet that in 2 weeks' time, you are probably going to come to church and possibly find a stranger sitting in your seat. And you may find that when you come to church, you might find it more difficult to park, and it may be more difficult to get a seat at breakfast, and there may be some odd folks around the coffee pot. And the reason will be because of all these people you have never seen before in your life, except maybe at Christmas. Because in 2 weeks we celebrate the Sunday of the Resurrection, Easter Sunday. And many people on Easter Sunday feel a deep obligation to come to church. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. Because the worship will be glorious, the atmosphere wonderful, as once again we will proclaim as a community of faith, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And then we'll say the A word. Two more weeks. You know, though, as I move into more and more years of ministry, what I feel about Easter Sunday is that if Easter Sunday is the only time that people come to church during Holy Week, there is a lost sense of wonder. And there is a lost sense of glory. And the reason that I feel this more and more is because so much happens in that week before Easter, the week we call Holy Week, that can only heighten the glory and stir the wonder of just exactly what it is that God has done for us by raising Jesus of Nazareth from the dead. Next Sunday we call Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. If the weather's pretty, we're going to gather outside before our 9 and 11 o'clock services. We're going to bless the palms. Read the gospel of how Jesus came in triumph into Jerusalem. And we'll process into church, okay, singing ride on in majesty. Next Sunday we relive our Lord's joyful, triumphal and entrance into Jerusalem. There's no sermon next Sunday. Whoa, all right. But what there is a congregational reading of the Passion narrative. So we begin next Sunday. Then every evening, we'll gather for Eucharist Monday through Wednesday. We'll gather for Eucharist in a short meditation as we begin to try to understand exactly what it was that changed the people's cries of Hosanna on Sunday to crucify on Friday. Monday evening we'll gather and hear about Jesus' visit to Simon the leper's house. Tuesday we'll contemplate the cleansing of the temple. And on Wednesday we'll contemplate the Last Supper, especially the betrayal of Judas. Then on Thursday night we gather for what we call our Maundy Thursday service. Maundy is a word from which we get the word commandment. So Thursday of that week is Commandment Thursday. It's where we gather together and relive Jesus' last Passover meal with his disciples. But it's also his first Eucharist with his disciples. That's the night he gave the new commandment. Love one another as I've loved you. What happened on that night, according to the Gospel of St. John, Jesus showed his disciples that by loving one another, you enter into a life of servanthood. And Jesus took the towel and girded himself and washed his disciples' feet. Menial work. The work of a servant. At that service on Thursday night, people will be invited to have their feet washed. We're called to a life of love. A life of servanthood. To wash one another's feet. At the end of that service, it's really it's very different. Because there's no recessional hymn, there's no final prayer. After communion, the lights kind of dim, and all of the vessels and books and hangings, okay, it's all removed from the altar. It's the symbolic move from the upper room of Eucharist to the Garden of Gethsemane, the Garden of Prayer. When they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had just one request of his disciples. Will you not wait with me 1 hour in prayer? The sacrament will be brought back onto the altar with a candle, and the church will be open till midnight, and you're invited to come back and share as much time as you like in prayer with Christ. On Good Friday morning, we'll begin with prayers, and then at noon, we'll gather with our larger community of Christians at Woodford Community Christian Church for the last of our Lenten services. At 3 o'clock, the hour of our Lord's death, we'll share the Stations of the Cross here at St. John's. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll finish with a wonderful reflection called Everyone's Way of the Cross on those last 14 steps of Jesus' life. We leave the church in silence that night. We leave the church in darkness that night. Jesus is dead. There's a deep sense of loss. Deep sense of death. On Holy Saturday, we'll begin with prayer. In the afternoon, we'll gather with our children. We'll flower the cross and have an Easter egg hunt. And on Saturday evening, we'll gather again here in church. On Friday evening, we've left in darkness and silence. On Saturday evening, we gather in silence and in darkness. We bless the new Paschal candle. And as the congregational candles are lit by the light of the Paschal candle, we are told once more the story of God's love for all of his children throughout history. And especially what God is doing for his children on that night. It's the great vigil of Easter, the first Eucharist of Easter. We get to say the glorious hallelujahs and the splendor of the churches. Once more, it comes back to light and comes back to life with color and with flowers. It's the first Eucharist of Easter because it's the third day of Easter. The Jewish calendar goes from sundown to sundown. And people don't understand why we have Easter stuff on Saturday night after sundown. It's because it's the Jewish day. It was the third day. So then on Easter Sunday morning, we gather. We celebrate. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, breakfast at 10. Holy Week reaches its fulfillment on Sunday. Its fulfillment. You know, some have said in the past, oh, we do way too much in Holy Week. Some have said, well, we really don't see the point of doing all that in Holy Week. Some have even said, wow, it's quite a show. We do it, though, because the more fully we enter into Holy Week, the deeper we understand that Jesus of Nazareth did not die just for the fun of it. Jesus of Nazareth did not die just because his father wanted him to. Jesus of Nazareth died for every single one of us. So I invite you to enter Holy Week and spend some time sharing in the events that tell us, yes, about crucifixion, but certainly deepen the meaning of resurrection. Amen.